So what do you do? Maybe you're sitting here and you're saying, wow, the news is not good. News is bad every day. Or then maybe, July, the news is pretty good. The stock market went up. A bunch of companies reported profits. Well, hey, do I get long now? Do I buy? Stock market's going to go up. I don't want to miss that train. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am. Here we are, right here in August, and everything seems to have turned around. I mean, trust me, that's not fun from a trading perspective. That's a lot of up and down. That's volatile, and there's no way around it. Now, how do you trade that? Well, from a trend following perspective, if you have months that go up and down, you're not going to make money. I mean, all you can do when markets are going up and down and everything's very volatile, take your signals, take your entry signals, get into the market when you're supposed to, have your trading plan. Know from the beginning how much you can afford to lose. That's the only thing you can control. How much can you afford to lose? I mean, nobody on CNBC can tell you how much you can afford to lose. The president can't tell you how much you can afford to lose. None of that information is useful to your account, to your limited supply of money. So it all comes down to a plan. It comes down to a system. And if you don't have that, what are you left with? I mean, I'm assuming after watching US stock markets essentially go flat or even down over the last 10 years, I mean, a lot of people that bought into the idea that you could set it and forget it, that you could buy and hold. Long only. Things go up. Real estate goes up. Stock markets go up. It'll always come back. I mean, if you live forever, it'll come back. But I feel bad because, I mean, if a lot of people made bets on that strategy, that was their strategy, to just buy stocks and assume they're going to go up. But it's not going to work anymore. Clearly, it doesn't work anymore. And that's what I do love about trend following. It's why I'm so passionate about it. Trend following doesn't have all the answers, but that's what's beautiful about it. You know from the beginning as a trend following trader, you don't have all the answers. You don't have the ability to predict, you don't have the ability to predict tomorrow. Nobody can predict tomorrow. And staying glued to your TV every day to see what's going to happen. What does that do for you? I mean, you need a trading plan, and this is what's great about trend following, is you need a trading plan that has you with preset rules ready to go, meaning before you ever buy a stock, you know when you're going to exit that stock. So maybe you buy Google, but you know when you buy Google, you know exactly how much you're willing to lose before you're going to exit Google. I mean, you're not focused if you buy Google, you're not focused, you shouldn't be focused about how much it's going to go up or how much money you can make. You should be focused about how much you can lose. That's the only thing you can control. We can control that. If you buy a stock and you say to yourself, I'm willing to lose 10%, you lose 10%, then you can get out and you can get back and you've only lost 10%. You can control that. And look, in these volatile, uncertain times, we all know instinctively there's going to be big trends. We've seen it over the last decade. There's going to be another big trend. There's going to be another unexpected event. There's going to be another unexpected wham that comes out of nowhere and shocks everybody. And maybe stocks will go straight up or maybe stocks will go straight down. But either way, you got to have a plan. You got to have that plan before it happens. Because once it happens, you're just reacting to the event when it's already occurred. You're not going to make any money that way. You need to get it before. That's what's exciting about trend following. It's so uncertain. Can't predict tomorrow. But it gives you at least a way to be ready, at least a way to profit when that big thing happens. And boy, do we all know it's coming again soon. So, as always, if you want any more information about what I'm up to, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me at trendfollowing.com. want to hear from everybody. Drop me a line.